It's the Wex Appeal Podcast. Barbells, beats, and buffoonery.
3, 2, 1, go!
Here we go.
Dope conversations.
Damn, that's my Genghis Khan.
Where fitness, pop culture, and a lot of random buffoonery collide.
I'm coming for you.
It's ridiculous, really.
Hashtag space war.
But amusing.
Wex, you laugh least at me, so you get to go next.
Here's your host, Wex.
I was going to say I blacked out during the explanation. I just heard space war.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Wex Appeal Podcast, Barbells, Beats, and Buffoonery. I am in my gym home, Tier 1 CrossFit DBP in Ocala, Florida. We got some big things going on, which is why I'm here on location. Nothing going on right now because class is out. But we've got some big things that we're going to talk about here in just a second. But today's episode's a special one. I have a lot of content coming from Tier Wadapalooza, from the podcast stage, where I got to interview a whole bunch of great people. But we're working through all the video and the audio and editing. And when you do live shows, take some time to get it, you know, cleaned up and make it look nice for you. But we got that content coming for you. So make sure you stay tuned and listen for that. But today's episode's a little bit different of an episode. Micah Shoemaker from Brute Strength Training, you know them, Brute Crew with Matt Torres. Micah is the co-owner of Brute Strength with Matt Torres, and it is based out of Jacksonville. They were just recently in Naples and moved their operations to Jacksonville. Well, Micah reached out to me and said, hey, it'd be weird if I interview myself to talk about the changes that are going on with Brute. So we loved chatting with you at Wadapalooza on the podcast stage. We would love to come on the show and kind of do a long form format of talking about the changes with Brute. I jumped at the chance. They're great guys. I love chatting with them. And we had a great time talking about all the future changes and where Brute came from. So it was a really cool conversation getting to know, you know, kind of the evolution of Brute training. So check out this episode. I'm very happy. We're going to have this episode. We're going to have another episode with them in Miami from when we were at Tier Wadapalooza together, where Fee Sagafi joined the show as well. So we had a great time chatting. But speaking of my home gym, Tier 1, CrossFit DBP, and Fee Sagafi, coming up, as the time of this release, we are going to be releasing the Train with Fee, or Train for Oats, that is going to be going on March 3rd right here at our gym. And it's going to be $80. If you're in the Central Florida area, you're going to have to get on it really quick because there's only 20 spots available, and they are going fast. So if you go to Tier 1 CrossFit DBP on Instagram, go follow them on Facebook. You can find the link there. I'll have a link in my bio for you to be able to sign up to train with games athlete Fee Sagafi right here. It's going to be Sunday, March 3rd from 12:30 to 2:30. I am so excited. She is one of my favorite athletes just as a person, but also to watch go out on the floor and give it her all and just do amazing things out there. I was at semifinals when she punched her ticket to the games, saw the overwhelming emotion. It was fantastic. And she's going to be here in person at the gym doing a gymnastics seminar for you to get better right in the middle of the open. So first week of the open, she will be here helping you get gains and get strong and get your best performance that you can possibly get at the open this year. As always with our show, it is brought to you by Blackout Barbell, my favorite apparel company. Got to hang out with them in Miami. Awesome guys. Got this new camo hat. They've got shirts. They've got shorts. They've got socks. They've got belts. They've got it all. So go over to blackoutbarbell.shop and use the code WEXAPPEAL to get 10% off your order and get hooked up with some of the coolest gear out there. They've got some new things. We might have a collaboration going on, Wex Appeal and Blackout Barbell, and doing a whole new shirt line, so stay tuned for that. We're working on all those things, but I strongly recommend get over to blackoutbarbell.shop. Use the code Wex Appeal to get 10% off your order. Also, Strong Coffee Company is the way that I wake up almost every single morning. I make my coffee. They have the new peppermint mocha. I finally got my hands on it. It is amazing. It's by, and I know I said hazelnut mocha was my favorite last time, But peppermint mocha is absolutely my favorite, followed closely by the Daybreaker, the vanilla, and then that hazelnut mocha. And then they've got, of course, their dark cacao. All great flavors. You can't go wrong, but go to strongcoffeecompany.com. Use the code WEXAPPEAL and get 15% off your order. Do it today. Get hooked up with the best coffee in the game. It's instant, so you can get it on the go. All you need is hot water. Mix it up. Bam. You've got your neurofactor. You've got collagen protein. You've got MCT oil. All the things that make your coffee next level, without all the crap that you get from other places like Starbucks and a lot of the energy drinks that I'm guilty of drinking myself. All the good, none of the bad. Strong Coffee Company, go check it out. Use the code WEXAPPEAL to get 15% off. And last but not least, Thunderbro. My people, Dave Lipson, is hooking you up. If you go to thunderbro.com, use the code WEXAPPEAL, get your first month free, and you get 20% off. You can get some gear, get yourself some programming, use hypertrophy training to supplement with your CrossFit and watch yourself look better, feel better, get better. And he can even customize an eating plan so that you can slim down, trim down, and hit all of your fitness goals. So get over there to thunderbro.com, use code WEXAPPEAL, get hooked up today. Without further ado, let's get to the show. I've got Matt Torres, head coach and co-owner of Brute Strength, and Micah Shoemaker, also coach and co-owner of Brute Strength Training out of Jacksonville. Check it out. I hope that you enjoy, and stay tuned. We got some big things coming.
We're live. Welcome, gentlemen. I have Matt Torres, Micah Shoemaker from Brute. And, you know, we talked a little bit at Wadapalooza, but you guys are here on the podcast. We're doing it, you know, virtual this time. We saw each other just about a week or so ago. But, you know, Micah, you reached out to me and wanted to kind of get some things out, you know, as far as the rebrand and the rebirth of Brute. And yeah. Thank you guys for, you know, coming on the show and wanting to chat about it. I'm excited to have you guys on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for doing this. When I reached out to you, I was like, it would be a little odd for me to host a podcast and ask Matt questions and talk about this at the same time. So we wanted a really good host, and you were the first one that came to mind. So thank you for doing this.
I appreciate it. Thank you. So, you know, kind of, we've seen like inklings online. We've seen some things, you know, kind of transforming and changing. And we know that there's been moves and, you know, people shuffling all over the place as far as Brute is concerned. But the first thing is, Matt, I see your shirt. It's a new look. So I know, you know, Mike and I talked a little bit about it at semifinals, but you guys went through a whole rebranding process. So I kind of wanted to know kind of how that whole thing came about and, you know, what Brute is going to look like going into the near future.
For sure. So the big thing was this is when Mike and I linked up, we wanted a clean slate, something that described who we are as a company, the foundation of why and what our company is built on. And we wanted a logo to, you know, exemplify that. A brand to showcase that for the public to see, because we understand, you know, Brute has been around since 2013, and it looked a certain way, and it even had a certain, you know, flow of how the business works. So back in 2013, you know, the original Brute logo is like Utah Ute, right? Brute. And so that company had a lot of amazing coaches. It was a specialist brand, if you will. And through just natural growth and the process of working through what we would say is like the earlier growth stages of CrossFit, I believe we're still in those stages as well. Now who we are and what we stand for is just, it's transcended, right? I'm not saying it's taken a complete 360, but it's now in this new form of what we think Brute is now. So we knew that we had to do it right. We wanted to get with a company that had a really good track record, the development of a rebrand. So we linked up with Fleuro over in the UK, you know, and they have their hands in a lot of very like cultural, creative. They're not afraid to, you know, reach outside of like the, I'd say like the box, if you will, and really, you know, get down to the bottom of who we are and what we are. And I believe, and Micah believes, that this logo, our mark, everything that we are ready to showcase to the world is, we believe they really hit the mark on our rebrand.
Yeah. There's nothing I have to add to that. I mean, it was one of those things when we talked about it and we heard that number, you know, that first time when it sets in, you're like, this is what you're about to write a check for. And Matt and I look at each other and they're like, this is it. This is it. Yep. That's it. And I think it just goes to show, like, you know, your brand is not just what people see. It's really what people say about you and how they interpret what they see. And so just throwing something up there, it's not just a logo. It's not just a mark. It's so much more beyond that. And as Matt was saying, and we felt really confident with Fluoro and what they had done with past brands, understanding the space. Honestly, if I'm being fair, we felt like we weren't the ones having to pay for that learning curve into the CrossFit space. You know what I'm saying? And they knocked it out of the park. They're amazing. Great brand.
As somebody who recently just went through a rebrand myself with, you know, a new look, you know, for the web, for, sure, you know, Wex Wheel podcast, I know exactly where you're coming from with that. You know, I designed my logo just kind of, you know, on a, like, app on my phone, just kind of threw something together. And, you know, when I didn't know anything about design, I didn't know anything about, you know, podcasting or anything like that. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess this is going to be cool. Let's just throw it out there.
Sure.
And then I got beeping. I don't know where that was from, but you know, now having a new look, I'm like excited about it. It brings a new excitement back to something that was, you know, something you were passionate about, and it just brings a whole new level of excitement. Do you guys feel that same way? You know, when you put on the new shirts, you look at the new logos, you look at the new ideas. Does that kind of bring that fire and that excitement back for you guys?
I think it's more like, you know, we see the new look, and we've been feeling this for a long time. What brings back the excitement is when other people notice the feel, other people, like, they see what it is. They can understand the distinction between us and another company. And they can actually describe to us what we were thinking about when we were going through this rebrand. Because in essentially what they're doing is they're describing our brand and our culture.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think, Matt, you know this because you've been in the space for so long. It's like this space, CrossFit, has evolved, right? From where you could probably make it to the games doing, you know, box programming, to now where you've got, we were at Wodapalooza and there were literally 12-year-olds with 13-year-olds with coaches. And so as a company, I think you're so much more than just a coach. You're a mentor. You're also a friend. You're a guide. And so all these different things, and evolving that into a brand and being able to speak that language to people, I think is so important versus just saying, we do CrossFit, you know, we're hard, go hard. It's like, it's much more than that. And I think anyone that does this at a high level would probably agree with that.
And I love that. So going back to kind of, you know, you had alluded to the beginning and how you guys, you know, how Brute was brought out, with it being from Utah. Like, how did you two meet? How did you guys link up? We alluded to it a little bit at Wodapalooza that, you know, Micah, you're in Alabama. Mm-hmm. You're now a new Jacksonville resident, Matt. So how did you guys meet up originally, and how did this kind of whole thing start? Because you guys kind of came into Brute after the fact and then, you know, bought the training, you know, bought the company, and now you're being able to rebrand it into something that is essentially now your vision.
Mm-hmm. So I joined Brute when they opened up their one-on-one remote coaching. This was back in 2017, 2018. And I really didn't know anything about Brute at that time. My first introduction to Brute was at a Brute camp in Utah, actually. And myself, Coach L, I believe we're the only two remaining from the original group. We were just told just to sit back and watch, like, literally just don't say a word, just watch what we do. And that was when I really started to get the insight of how I feel coaching should be, as far as like how hands-on I need to be with athletes on a day-to-day basis. And that changes from, you know, their experience level and, you know, where they're currently at. But fast forward from 2017, 2018 to, let's say, 2022, 2021, I believe is right around the time when Micah came on board. And now how I know Micah is from our podcast first and then jumping on board as another remote coach with us. And so what's funny is the last like year and a half before we even decided to do that, or I should probably say 2 years ago, it was like the 2022 season. I had a couple people reach out to me and just say like, hey, like, you know, what's Brute doing? Like, you know, you have your athletes, but what is Brute now? Like, you know, they recognize you, but what is like, what's really going on? And they're like, you should think about buying Brute. And I'm like, I don't want anything to do with it, actually. I'm doing fine how I am right now. I'm putting the attention to focus on my athletes, and that's just where I feel like my time needs to be spent. And then Micah came up to me, I think, at the CrossFit Games in 22.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, you should buy Brute. I'm like, and at that time, I've been hearing it enough times where I'm like, okay, like, what's the deal? Yeah, and that's kind of like when, I don't know, Mike, if you want to take it away, but that's when Mike and I started chatting about it.
Yeah, I think the reality of our sport is not just the ability to recruit and take on talent that is already great. That's awesome. Like, two thumbs up if you can do that. What's more interesting to me is when you can take emerging talent, right, and then develop that and develop those people. And I really saw that in Matt, and it was kind of like, man, if I'm going to go into business with someone, ideally you want to go into business with someone that, you know, this is harsh, but I'm going to say it. If two of you can do the same thing, one of you is not needed. It's just the facts.
Yeah,
so
yeah, absolutely.
I felt Matt and I were different enough to where it would make it work. And I think his ability to take emerging talent, and we've seen it time and time again. He's done it with so many teenagers where other people have just flat out failed. And I know he's not going to talk about this, but I can. It's like he's been so successful at taking so many different athletes. You can go look back at his track record and making them into the incredible humans and athletes that they are today at a very, I would say, pivotal stage of their life and development, not just as an athlete, but as a human. And so as I started to sit down with him, I said, hey, look, I think with that and that idea, we can build a brand upon that. Or continue to build a brand upon that. And I think here's my vision for what I would see the content being and the brand being and the media being, and et cetera, et cetera. And we just, that's kind of how that conversation evolved over time.
Well, and that's interesting because a lot of what, you know, people see and they recognize, you know, you go back to semifinals last year, you guys went 5 for 5 and they see the big name elites. But you guys had more than just, you know, some elites at Wadapalooza. You had a ton of athletes. I think we said you had 7 or 9, I think, representing Brute at Tier Wadapalooza.
Yeah. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think seven elites somewhere in that ballpark, yes.
So it just jumps so much further than, you know, what everybody sees as far as, you know, like top level, because that's what everybody, you know, pays attention to and looks at. When they look at something like Tier Wadapalooza that we were just at, you know, sure. I was just listening to the podcast with Dylan talking with Chase and Bill, and there's like 30 different divisions at Wadapalooza. But what does everybody pay attention to? Well, that top level. Sure. But you guys have taken that level just below it and now are elevating it up, which is exciting to see as, you know, somebody who has a young child in the sport. You know, to see the next generation coming up and you guys kind of taking a lead in that. As far as the, you know, kind of the branding change and some of the changes you guys have made as far as locations and things like that, is that all to kind of position yourself in a way to, you know, kind of reach that next level and next stage and give people kind of a beacon to look to that is your own and not somebody else's?
Yeah, I think as far as the move to Jacksonville goes, there was a lot of purposeful reason behind it. One of them was specifically for where do we see ourselves being for the long haul? You know, we need a major city. We need access to that major city. You know, and I really love Florida, so I wanted to keep it in Florida as well. We can ask our sponsored athletes to move on down. You know, they're, it's much more cost saving than living in, you know, in Naples, Florida. And then it allows us to grow our business. What with what you just mentioned, Wex, is, you know, give our knowledge and our insight into the sport, because yes, you know, the young ones are important, but what about the middle of the pack ones that are, you know, in the open, you know, quarterfinal, mid-range quarterfinal, and they want to be better at the sport just in a quarterfinal sense. You know, they want to be from number 6,000 to 3,000 or top 1,000. I think there's even more of those that, you know, they've flourished in a CrossFit group class setting. Maybe they're, you know, they're constantly finishing top three in their group, and they're like, hey, like, this would be cool. I want to continue seeing this progress take place. Like, how far can I take this? Local competition, semi-regional competition, like, how far can I take this? That's where we step in, is we want to show that, look, we've taken the teams from this spot to this spot. We've taken athletes that are semifinals bubble, games bubble, and got them into the games last year. We've taken athletes like what we're seeing at Wodapalooza that are quarterfinal, and now they're going RX or elite level at Wodapalooza. So, and even like I can't even disregard age group. I've had more age group than any other clientele ever. I just remember my first year at the games, I had like Dallin, Dallin as a teen, and I had like 20 age groupers at the games, and it was a little chaotic, but we got it done. And so it doesn't matter where you are, the methodology has been proven to work. So with Micah's help, I know that I have the ingredients, right? With Micah's help, we need to create a recipe, and we need to show the world how nice this recipe is. And part of that process is this whole rebrand. Part of that process is showcasing our authenticity of who we are. It doesn't matter if it's behind closed doors, or out in front of our athletes, or behind a mic, you're gonna get the same type of person. It doesn't really change at all. And we're creating, and we have a great team around us to, you know, take what we have and say, hey, look, you know, it's not just Matt, it's not just Micah, it's not just L. Like, there's a whole team that we're developing here that have the same type of knowledge, that have had the same type of prerequisites, that have the same type of confidence as you know, the three of us to prove themselves.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, and Micah, your role in this, as far, you know, people know you from the podcast, and you know, they hear you, and Matt is more like, you know, kind of the person people see, you know, vocal, but you do a lot of stuff behind the scenes with that as well. And you do a lot of stuff with the coaching. So, you know, kind of give people the insight to your role a little bit more as far as what, you know, what your place is in Brute.
It's kind of a master of none, if I'm being honest. That's the truth. I'm very lucky to coach. Step one, I consider myself a coach, or, you know, part one, I consider myself a coach first. And, you know, look, I started with growing local gyms across the East Coast and building fitness communities. And you're just an average affiliate, you know? And I think no matter what I did, whether it was coaching Sally or coaching at semis, the attention to detail and the excellence that we, and Matt's speaking about, has been there from day one. You can ask any coach that I had on staff at the time. I was very difficult to work with because I had such a high level and high standard that I wanted to be able to meet. And so obviously I coach, and I consider myself kind of a coach first, and helping my athletes ultimately be successful. And then behind the scenes of, in terms of Brute, in terms of all the content strategy, media and marketing, is what I try to do is come up with the ideas and then give and empower some of the team members around us to give them a shot, because the reality is, Wex, and you know this, there's a lot of people that want to get in this space, whether content creation, whether social media, whether like, I hope at least that I can empower other people and teach other people so that they can create more value for their life. And that's what we try to do, whether it's our coaches and our mentorship program, or whether it's you come on board and you work with us, is we ultimately want to create more value for your life. And so those are kind of the main two areas of what I do for Brute.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie. So if you have heard the beginning of my podcast, I think I told you this, that I heard the beginning of your podcast, like the intro and the outro. And I was like, I love that. I want to do something like that. And basically went to a buddy of mine who's a producer and said, I need something that sounds like this. So you're inspiring people in the space, even though you don't know it. So thank you for that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we're probably going to change that here very soon to match the rebrand. But I very much appreciate that compliment. Thank you.
You know, so you guys, you know, Matt, you alluded to, you know, obviously the move from Naples. It's a big decision. It's a big move. You have people that, you know, transplanted their whole lives down there that, you know, came down to Naples and now they're picking up willingly, very excitedly, to Jacksonville. I'm from Florida, so I know Naples is expensive. There's not anything there that's cheap. So, you know, moving to Jacksonville, you know, gives you more opportunity to do things. So, like, was Jacksonville always the radar, or was it, you know, kind of looking all over Florida and saying, okay, where would be a better position for us?
Yeah, so I did do that as far as looking all over Florida. To be 100% honest, I wanted to buy a location to have a home base that we can call ours. And so that was kind of the general headspace I was in when I was looking for a spot. And that happened to push me towards Jacksonville. You know, the part of the thing of who we are as Brute is this, you know, we run a lot of camps. So we wanted a home base that was big enough for people to come on in and cheap enough to stay for a long week or a long weekend, and not have to let that be another you know, objection as to why they couldn't, right? So part of the you know, I guess like our offerings is the camps that we run. We actually have a semifinal camp coming up here in April, the first weekend in April. Another thing is being able to have a location that's big enough that all of our sponsored athletes can come visit whenever they need to. You know, last year, I think we had 1500 square feet. We had to have a morning A group, a morning B group, you know, evening A group and evening B group, just so that they didn't like kill each other literally with a bar. You know, if one's doing burpees, the other one's doing, you know, clean and jerks, it could get a little crazy up in there. And so to be able to run, you know, a 30 or 40 person camp out of that thing is, it was done. You know, we did it a couple times, but it was a little hectic. So we have our athletes, and we're trying to get all of our athletes to move in. For Micah to just say, hey, I'm traveling down, I have access to 8 athletes and I can do all their photos, I can do all their videos all in, you know, one long week. Right. And then, you know, he can work with one of our other employees to manage the campaigns or the value adds, whatever the case may be. Right. Another big thing was we wanted a city that had access to outdoor elements in terms of like events. So like there's trail runs, you have access to bike trails over here. You have access to pool. We can be outside running all year. It's 80 degrees today, right? There's like, we have something all year round. Yes, there's more beautiful cities. Yes, there's more like, you know, culturally developed cities. Let's say like a Austin, Texas, or a, you know, a Nashville, Tennessee is a great example that offers a lot more than Jacksonville does. But we can also have our athletes outside training year round. Because, you know, when they're going down to the CrossFit Games now in Fort Worth, we're going to have very similar temperatures, and you're going to have to be outside running. You're not going to be on a runner, right? You're going to be outside swimming, potentially. You're not going to be, you know, not training swimming all year because it's too cold, right? And so there's a lot of things that lend itself very well to Brute. And, you know, not to mention we've been graced by CrossFit tailwinds that took us in. And that's the gym that we're out of right now. And they have, you know, our PT on site. They have our chiropractor on site. They're bringing in a recovery room on site. There is even a psychologist on site. And so we are trying to build something that it's a one-stop shop for everything. I'm sure athletes deal with this all the time. It's like, it's one thing to go get body work done if it's like 30 minutes on the other side of the city, and then you got to go train, and then you hit traffic, and then it's like you're late, and then it's all hectic. You come on in, you park, you walk over to the PT, you get your body work done, you walk back over. I talk to the PT, you know, he's saying this, he's saying that. I go, okay, perfect. I'll switch up this program for today, make sure that they're going to be doing the right thing. And there's clear communication between all channels. And that's what makes for a solid season with less likelihood of injury, less likelihood of burnout, less likelihood of just like mental instability, which is, these are all very normal and common things. I'm not saying these things like, you know, yeah, it's this like ick of CrossFit. I'm saying that these are normal things that every sport deals with. But if we can find ways to potentially, you know, put out those fires before they start, great. And I think that being here in Jacksonville really allows us to develop a champion, not develop the athlete, develop a human. That's great. And that's part of developing a champion, is developing a human. But we're not in this business to be, you know, oh, we got top 40. Oh, we got top 20. We're in this business to be number one. I don't know the timestamp of when that's going to happen, but that's my goal. And that's why I told Mike, I'm like, look, as long as I can still coach and coach my athletes, I'll do this with you.
Yeah. And as somebody, like I said, I'm from Florida. I've done things at Tailwinds, actually done an event for them. It's a great facility. And you're kind of underselling the size of this thing. I mean, Tailwinds is massive as far as their area and, you know, places that you can play. The outside area is fantastic. It's, I think, tucked back into like an industrial complex. So you don't get a lot of traffic, and like, it's just, you got a lot of area to just basically, you know, kind of stretch out in, which is great. Cause I've also been to Naples and there was not a lot of area to stretch out in at all. Not just the area that you guys were at, but even the main gym itself, just very compact and very tight and, you know, kind of hard to work in, and a lot of other businesses around. Whereas this, man, you just kind of have free run of the place.
Yeah. And look, we did pretty well with that tiny gym. So now we have a little bit more space and we can offer a lot more. So I'm excited for the things that are ahead for these athletes. You know, we've heard athletes on different podcasts before talk down upon Brute of like, you know, things being rusty or things not being this. And it's like, you know what? Who cares? Rusty, not rusty. Does it work? Can you get it overhead? Can you get off the ground? Perfect. We're going to develop a champion.
Listen, there was a lot of rusty area in Rocky IV montage in Russia. So, and he won. So,
yeah.
It's what you do with what you have. It's not, you know, how fancy or nice, you know, things are. But the fact that it is fancier or nicer is a bonus.
I agree. Yeah.
So, you know, Micah, you're now closer because Naples is definitely further away from where you were. Jacksonville, you know, a little bit closer. It's still a good distance, but easier for you to get over here and be able to do things and be more hands-on. So what are you looking forward to as far as with this move to Jacksonville? You know, and I know it was a decision between both of you to do this. You know, what are you looking forward to with this new opportunity?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I want to echo what Matt said. We're in this to build champions. Don't get it twisted. This isn't to sell t-shirts or to build someone's following or to get an Instagram follower. We care, but at the same time, both of us are on the same page. We want to build a champion, and we believe that we have a champion in our camp and someone that can be a champion. And so, you know, we feel very, very, very confident about that. Now, in terms of what I'm looking forward to, you know,
the thing about Naples that I think was a challenge, as Matt said, and this is, it was amazing how they used that space, was that it was really tight, man. I mean, you've been there, right? It was like a few closets put together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was right. And Matt made it work, and these athletes made it work. Tremendous amount of props to Matt. But, you know, you think about it and you go, man, how cool would it be, you know, like Matt said, to have a camp with all of our semifinal athletes, which we're about to have, you know, and be able to get everyone in the same building. It's like, you kind of, like, you don't realize the value of having all that synergy and all of those people and like-minded people in the same building and doing the same thing at the same time. And I mean, I couldn't be more excited about that, because there's just, I mean, you know it, right? It's like Friday Night Lights. All these people come together. Well, imagine that in a camp, but really high level athletes, you know, and that's pretty darn special.
And you get them playing off of each other, and, you know, it just brings everybody up. You know, you get some people that train with the same people and you kind of get into a rut, you know, not necessarily a rut, but you know what I mean? You get into a routine of, okay, you know, I know what that person can do. I know what that person's good at. But then you bring somebody that's remote that may just crush in one thing, that comes in and just destroys somebody. They're like, wait a second, hold on. What are you doing different? You know, what do you have that you can help me with? And what do I have that I can help you with? And bring everybody up together. That's why I love like the camp aspect that you guys do. Now, are you guys just east, you know, east based as far as your athlete pool, or is it also west as well?
We have athletes quite literally all over the world, literally all over the world. And I think that's what's so cool about this sport is I might not speak your language, but we both speak Burpee, you know, like, and I just love this sport for that reason. You walk in any CrossFit gym and I don't care who you are, you're immediately, for the most part, you're immediately welcomed. And I think that's a real special piece of our sport that I've certainly appreciated as I've traveled the world.
Yeah, I think one thing that we do exceptionally well is, you know, we bring these athletes together, but we are still programming for them individually. There's camps out there that bring the athletes together and they kind of somewhat do the same thing quite frequently. And it's a very fine line to get someone that's very highly competitive and get them competing every single day as part of training. And I would argue that even for the most part that our sport is the only one that is still doing that. All right. You know, growing up in team sport, you do drills and you compete drill, but then you get together as a team to win. Your practice is not going up against, you know, the team that you're competing against in 3 weeks. It's not, you know, against your practice is your practice, right? Because, you know, this is a proven method. Again, we're the only sport that attempts to do this thing where let's compete all the time. So what we're doing, and I've learned a lot from last year, and I learned a lot from the year before that when I had a couple athletes, and I learned a lot from the time that I had only remote athletes. And the structure that we're in right now is you have this athlete, you have that athlete, you're programming for those two athletes. These are your, you know, sponsored elite level athletes. Now, when we bring other elite level athletes on, I don't want to get this part confused. We're not a team in the sense of like Kelsey Keel and Fee are a team and they're all like bubbly and giggly together, which they are by personality. But I can guarantee you when they're standing on that starting line at semifinals, they're no longer bubbly and giggly. They're looking at each other like, look, I hate you right now and I'm gonna beat you right now, right? And so what's nice is there's 2, 3, 4, 5 people that have a common goal of being a great individual athlete. And I think that's the one thing that we can really, you know, have the camaraderie around is we have similar goals of wanting to be great. But yeah, we're working under the same company and getting coached by a coach that, you know, that wants us to be great as well. But you know, it's not like this, you know, we're a team and like, we're a team when we're out competing. It's like, We're all here today, and we're all going to grind today, and we might suffer a little bit today as well. And we'll have that common understanding where it's like, my workout was painful. What did you have today? You know, because it's rare. It is very rare in our camp that they ever do the same thing. And they're always they're like, please, can I just do this? Can I just do that? Can I try this one? I'm like, yeah, no, let's just wait like 3 more months and we'll get there.
Yeah, I want to echo something really quick, because I think this is a clear delineator between what we do at Brute and almost anyone else, which is we have people-centered programs. And I can't stress that enough. This isn't a situation where we take our competitor track and it's just a tweak here to tweak here and everyone's doing the same thing. It's individualized. And we believe our stance is, in order to help you be the best athlete you can be, that's the approach that's going to help you win, flat out. And we have a process that we go through, a very specific one, in which we investigate, in which we ideate, and then we ultimately take our approach to what it is that we're going to do, develop our approach. But through that process, it's the individual first, then everything else. And I can't stress that point that Matt made enough, because it's a huge delineator between us and, I'm gonna make a bold statement, and every other camp on the face of the planet in CrossFit.
Well, and that's one of the things that I actually witnessed myself when I came down to Naples, is that, you know, I rolled up into the parking lot, was gonna drop into CrossFit Naples, and I saw all of them out there doing something different. You know, James was pushing a sled. Dallin was doing something else. Fee was out, running or doing something. So everybody had their own piece that they were working on, because, you know this from coaching, that one size doesn't fit all. You know, athletes are not the same. You look at it on the CrossFit Games floor. When a workout comes out, oh, that person's going to do well because they're a specialist in this. Oh, well, that person's going to do well because they're good at this. You can't coach those people all the same. You have to be able to take them as the individual and say, okay, let's work on this, this, and this. They don't need that. You know, they're fine there, but you need this. And where you're strong, that's where they need the help. You know, so, you know, bouncing those different, you know, personalities, those different body types, those different abilities, the different headspaces, all that, you know, echoes in that individual, you know, one size does not fit all type of programming that you guys have really kind of made your money at, you know, and really put your stamp on. And that's something that's been really cool to see, because I don't think you have any athletes that are alike. You know, you would know better, you know, working with them every day, but they all seem different in their own way.
Yeah, 100%. And they all need different guidance, you know, let alone different program. Their history, the background, their injuries, their energy, what needs to be edited on a daily basis, what needs to be, you know, where do I really need to see them suffer? You know, I'll tell you now, like, I hear every time after the CrossFit Games, there's, you know, athletes are always talking with one another, and there's always rumors of athletes going here, athletes going there. And it breaks my heart sometimes when I hear things like, oh, this athlete wants to go train with this person, so they're going to switch camps to get the intensity that they need to do this. I'm like, man, I'm going to hold my feelings in on this one. But you and I know that this is probably not the smartest move for this person to do that. Because technically, to me, it is rare that they jump into a camp and it fits their mold exactly how they're expecting it to go down. If they're judging it just upon, like, I need intensity, I need to get pushed by this athlete, I need the competition of this. It's like, look, I'll tell you right now, the one that you're looking up to, they're going to do great things. The one you, though, I'm not as confident to say that that mold is going to fit you perfectly. Instead, and there's great companies out there, I'm not saying like always choose us. We're not a good fit for every athlete. I'll tell you that right now. But what I am saying, though, is there are coaches out there that can get you to that next level. You know, if we're that person for you, amazing, great. We're more than happy to help. But there needs to be that sort of thought of what is this is as a professional sport? How about the ones that are winning? What are they doing? Like, what are the top five athletes in the world? What have they been doing? Like, think of the names that come to mind. They have been doing their own program. And then that company has been taking their program and goes, here you go. This guy, this has got to work for the masses. Let me just switch a couple of things here and there. And it's like, that's what they're, but I'll tell you right now, if you're professional, you shouldn't be doing what the mass is doing it. If you're professional, you should be doing your workout.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot there. There's a lot there to unpack. Mm-hmm. You know, so going into this season with, you know, the crew and you know, all the different athletes that you have literally all over the world, you know, what does that look like for you going into this year? How excited are you to see the, you know, kind of the people that nobody knows about yet that are just kind of right there on the cusp that are coming? You know, how much excitement do you have going into this year with those athletes?
Yeah, I think every year is, there's always a wild card component. CrossFit does a great job with keeping us on our toes as coaches, and I certainly appreciate that. There's never a dull day in the office here in this sport, and so I can appreciate that. You know, as Matt kind of alluded to earlier, we're not just the company that can develop emerging talent in terms of young talent. We can take talent that's, you know, bubble level quarterfinal and hopefully get them to semis, and also that next step. If you're a semifinal athlete, you know, get into a contention spot inside of the top 20 and then ultimately try to make a push for that top 10 or 11 or however many spots they end up allocating. But the point is, you know, for us, everyone in our camp is in a little bit different of a spot. Yeah, people know the elites, the Dallin Peppers of the world, of course, but at the end of the day, we've got a lot of athletes that are looking to make it inside of, you know, that top 20 at semifinals or make it to a semifinal for the first time. And so I think both Matt and I equally are just as excited for those people, because at the end of the day, like, that's a huge accomplishment, you know? And so we're going to guide those people, and just like we would, and give those people the attention to detail and the warmups and all those types of things, just like we would our CrossFit Games athletes, because, you know, in our opinion, you know, how you do anything is how you're going to do everything, in terms of, you know, that in particular. And so we're really excited about this year, man.
Yeah. I think this is like the perfect time to say we are really confident in our coaches, right? So yeah, you have Mike and I here, you have Coach L that has a lot of great emerging talent that he's working with. You have Coach Dex that has a lot of, time spent as a competitor and brings a different type of vision to where he sees and understanding being on the competition floor. Coach Matt Pullen, that is now full-time coach now. And DC is our European guy. So DC was with me last year in Naples, Coach Daniel Condon. He's now full-time in Switzerland. And he's our feet on the ground in Europe. And so with our team that we have, you know, and we're bringing on another three coaches right now as well, our focus is to make sure that our athletes are getting all of their needs met, not just programming, because I feel like that's just the easy part. Like, that's what our job is, like, number one responsibility is give them good programming specific to their needs, right? But two, make sure that they're competition ready. Make sure that when they're at the competition, that they have all their needs taken care of. I can't even tell you how many times we have conversations with athletes, and I'm talking about games level athletes, that they don't even have their coach back there with them because their coach is either competing or their coach is, you know, just not around, and they have, like, you know, their boyfriend or their girlfriend back there with them, or just a family friend, or maybe like a local coach at the gym. And it just blows my mind. It's like, look, if you're not prepared, and if you don't have your coach by your side in the most important moment of your career, then you're not really taking this as serious. And maybe you just don't know what you don't know. But if you're taking it serious, I can tell you right now, the top 10 athletes all have coaches lined up for them. And there might be cases like last year, I had five athletes in there. It does get a little hectic. but there are expectations that are set long before we get there, right? Because I can't be at five places at once, but we have our whole entire team back there that is on the same wavelength of the needs of our athletes. And there's constant communication between coaches to make sure that these athletes' needs are being met so that they can perform fairly well. And then, as Micah said, like, look, we don't always know what's coming out, you know, ever really. And so we try to put our athletes in the best possible case scenario. And then it's up to them. It's out of our hands. We have no responsibility when they're out on the floor. It is all on them. If they decide to do this, it's on them. And there's that very common bond where it's like, you are self-sufficient, you are independent, you are capable. I have, you know, worked with you for an entire year. Now it's time to showcase what you've been doing in training every single day. If you just do that, I can guarantee that you can at least hit this. And so then, you know, they go out there and, you know, with the confidence that they can just be who they are every single day and that they're going to do very well.
And you get to a point in those relationships where they know what you're going to say and you know what they're going to do. So you can send them out there with a goal and be like, okay, hey, I've trained you. I've taught you everything that I can teach you in this point, and you go and make the best decision that you can on the floor. And, you know, as we saw at semifinals, it worked. it definitely worked out. Wrapping all this up, you know, with, you know, all the changes that have kind of gone on with the CrossFit season, you know, all the changes and I don't even want to say changes. I want to say the evolution, of Brute. You know, this year, you know, I don't think people realize how deep Brute goes. Because, again, like I alluded to last year, it's like, oh, well, they see the five. You know, they saw the five last year and it's like, oh, yeah, well, that's all they do. No, I don't think they realize, you know, that it is an international thing and that you guys are a lot bigger than what I think people have previously looked at. So I'm excited to see, you know, where you guys are going to, you know, land this year with all the athletes that are coming up and, you know, through all the semifinals, obviously, you know, worldwide, and excited to kind of see that evolution continue because, you know, you guys both don't seem like somebody that just is happy with being where you are as far as just, you know, okay, this works, cool. We're just going to stamp our flag here and not move forward. You guys, you know, seem like this is just the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. I think as far as like semifinals goes, we'll have our team. So we'll have four coaches going out to European semis. We'll have a team of coaches going out to East, the American East. I don't even know what it's called. North America East and then North America West. So you'll see our presence out there. You'll feel our presence out there. And you know, we strongly do believe that that is something that really separates us as a company is kind of what we've been alluding to the last, like, you know, 10 minutes or so. But I think even more important is for everyone else that has a desire to, you know, be better than where they're at currently. It doesn't matter. You name it. It can be score better on the open, score better at quarters, get into finals, go to the games, whatever. I think one thing to kind of, you know, hear is this and just be with the utmost confidence. What Micah said earlier is we don't just take, let's say, Dallin's program and say, well, this works for Dallin. Let me just make this for the mass general public, right? No. We sit down, we have a team of coaches that talk about our programs, and we say, this is why they need this, because they need to be better at quarterfinals. And if they can improve at quarterfinals, then they could potentially jump up to our next program where they need to be getting into semifinals or improve in semifinals, right? It's very important to say that because it's a hard process to put together. And it's a timely process to put together, and it needs very systematic approaches to be able to put that much energy into it. And so if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself like, hey, like it's really cool to see these guys, you know, top five, top three, top 10 at the games or semifinals, we have the ability to do that for you. And it's not in the same way that other companies are doing it. And I should probably preference this. We're not the end all be all. We're not the almighty company out here by any stretch of the means. But what I'm saying is if you have ever considered or thought like what else is out there, because this isn't suiting me. I'm just saying, give the new brood a chance.
Absolutely. And with that, how do people, you know, get in contact? How do they follow along? How do they, you know, get in touch and get involved?
Yeah, you can go to brutestrengthtraining.com, or you can check us out on IG, Instagram, brute.strength, and you can find everything you need in one of those two places. Or you can just message one of us. Well, I'm happy to help you.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on and doing this. And thank you for inviting me to, you know, to chat with you guys about this and kind of roll out this whole new vision. And I wish you guys the best in the future and best of luck this season. I say luck, that just kind of seems tongue in cheek. You guys put in the work. So best possible outcomes for all of you and all the athletes. And man, I'm looking forward to watching.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks.
You've been listening to the WEX Appeal Podcast. Get connected by heading to Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at WEX Appeal Podcast for more bonus buffoonery and to get the full WEX experience. Plus, make sure to subscribe on your podcast app today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time for more barbells, beats, and buffoonery.